Time to get an Australian Open update thanks to Kia, the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au. BP, our man, he has got a very busy couple of weeks coming up. Morning, BP.
Jimmy, good morning. I'm just walking down a little walkway here into Melbourne Park very, very shortly. I've got to tell you what, appreciating the nice little breeze that is happening right now. I think it's going to certainly warm up during the day. But yeah, we've arrived, eh? We've got here, 17th of January, and today we can just talk some tennis. No doubt there'll be still the lingering story of Djokovic and what's unfolded. And I suppose I'll have a better idea at the end of today just of the overall vibe of Melbourne Park and how it looks. But yeah, it's nice to be able to talk some tennis, that's for sure.
Okay, well, what is your vibe as you walk in? I get the sense that, you know, this is the big show for you.
Yeah, look, this is one of four Grand Slams. It's, you know, right in my backyard, which is brilliant because to lead a cup of tennis, you've got to spend a fair bit of time on an aeroplane travelling the world. But to have this, you feel sort of pretty privileged. And you know, this precinct, as I'm about to walk in with the CBD in the background, I mean, tell me anywhere in the world, and I know I probably sound like a biased Melburnian, but tell me anywhere in the world where there's a better sporting precinct so close to the city. I mean, this site does look absolutely spectacular, the extra arena. So, yeah, I hope the fans just get here today and really enjoy the tennis. And a lot of fans want to be able to do that. You know, they're just pure tennis fans. They don't care about politics and all the off-court drama. They just want to see balls hit and follow their favourite players. And that's the great part. The first two or three days, so much going on, Jimmy. The outside courts, you know, there's just great matches that you can't even see on paper that turn into epics. So I'm looking forward to it.
BP, what are you most looking forward to on day one?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when we've got the world number one, Joe, I think that's gets me excited. You know, if she can tick one of seven boxes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring that to you on SEN tonight around the country, which will be great.
Yeah.
Up against Lucia Cyrenko. Look, she should be able to get it done. There shouldn't be any dramas there. Look, I'm doing centre court today. You've got Nadal. You've got Osaka, which will be interesting to watch. She's up against a girl who I think could cause her a little bit of trouble. The four name into two name now, Camila Osorio, the Colombian, who does hit a mean tennis ball, doesn't come back too often, but she's up against Osaka, who, you know, I think we're all intrigued just to see whether she'll play a full 2022. Six Aussies all up. There's some winnable matches there. Kokkinakis later on, too. Let's see how he's recovered. They put him out on the third court, show court three, which is a great little amphitheatre, which will be rocking in the twilight session later on. So hopefully he's recovered and can bring Adelaide into Melbourne.
We were talking about an Aussie multi earlier of Barty, Tomjanovic, Milman and Kokkinakis. Could we genuinely have four wins there?
I would say certainly three. The only one is Isla for me. I mean, she's up against a really good player. This is a rematch of Sydney last week in Bardosa. So hopefully Isla's, you know, picked that apart. There wasn't much in it, as there often isn't in, you know, women's tennis, of players that, you know, really are quite similar in the way they play. It was just better execution from Bardosa. So Isla would love some moments back, but no doubt she can go toe-to-toe. Certainly Milman can beat I think he's nearly 50, Feliciano Lopez. He's still going. He looks like he hasn't aged a bit with that beautiful lefty serve. So, yeah, it's only Isla that I would be worried about that could be really in a real dogfight, that match.
You said you'll be able to get a better sense of the feel of Melbourne Park after today. What's your sense that you're getting now? I get the sense that the players and those people around tennis are very keen to talk tennis and less Novak.
Absolutely. I mean, Tennis Australia put out such a brief statement, Jimmy, last night. I mean, they've still got, in my view, they've still got plenty of questions they need to answer. And I think in the fullness of time, they and other outlets in and around this whole Djokovic debacle, really, will have to speak and be fairly transparent. So for now, though, they've got to run a tournament. And, you know, the players here, they've got to look after, the ones that are in the draw. And
yeah,
you know, that's first and foremost for TA. So, yeah, I think they're very keen to talk tennis. And look, you know, Djokovic is out, but gee, there's, you know, it's quality. It's quality right across the board. One player, as we know, doesn't make a tournament. I feel a little sad in a sense. I'm not saying I feel sorry for Novak, but it's just how it even got to that stage that one of the greatest of all time is not playing our Open here. A lot of people would love to have that time back, I'm sure.
Robert Crash Craddock, deeply respected journalist, has suggested that this could be the end of Craig Tiley. Thoughts?
Well, yeah, we've got the first serve coming up at 9, Jimmy, around the country. So looking forward to the first serve being back in a special 3-hour edition this morning. And I'll chat to Courtney Walsh and Linda Pierce, two of the best tennis journalists that I know. And we'll certainly pose that and chat about it. I mean, Craig was a regular tweeter day in, day out. We haven't heard from him for about 13 days now. And he's got to wear some heat. There's no doubt about that. But he's survived when he's been under scrutiny before. So we'll wait and see. But we'll definitely dissect that a little bit more, the ramifications of TA.
We, producer Alex brought it to our attention before, but obviously Novak's not there, Roger's not there. This is the first Grand Slam that Rafael Nadal has ever played that doesn't feature those two guys. But he's won 20 of them, as was pointed out. He's still that much of a machine. Is he now a shoe-in on the men's side of things?
I wouldn't say a shoe-in, but I watched him train yesterday in our bunker, which is such a brilliant bird's eye view. And, gee, it's an intense session. You know, if you're the hitting partner in that training session, you're not out there just hitting a couple of balls over the net. You've got to go toe-to-toe with Rafa. He simulates a match. And, look, there's no doubt he can put himself right in the frame. It's just the lack of tennis he's played in the last 6 months. Will that catch up with him? But, gee, these big guns, Medvedev, Zverev in particular, those are the two that, you know, are hungry. They're now bringing the game. They can certainly dismantle Nadal on a quick hard court. You know, Rafa always probably appreciates it a little more time. So he's going to be up to his eyeballs in it, but he's a great competitor, and he'll look at this as a magnificent opportunity to try and claim a second Australian Open. It's been hard for him to win down here.
Yeah, no doubt. Ash Barty in action tonight. That's from 7 p.m. You'll hear it across SEN's Australian Open coverage. You're right in the heart of that BP. From 9 o'clock today, the first serve with Brett Phillips, and we're covering across games from Rod Laver Arena, as well as the Aussies in action all over the place as well. Great to chat, mate. I know you're excited about first day of a major tournament. We wish you all the best, and we'll look forward to chatting throughout the course of the week, mate.
Look forward to it, team. Thank you.
Catch you, BP.
There he is, Brett Phillips. He's at his Super Bowl.
Yes.
He's having his big day. Imagine if they said, BP, we're putting a wedding on for you this week. He's like, yeah, nice one. That's hilarious. There's no way I'm going. Well done to Alex, panel operator Alex, who got an upgrade during the course of that interview too, to producer Alex. Wow.
Alex practically carries me every morning. I'm like, of course he sees.
He's getting cards made up as we speak. He's doing it online. News next, and then an update.